From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. According to the CDC, new outbreaks of avian influenza or bird flu have been detected in U.S. aquatic birds, commercial poultry, and backyard flocks since January. Although not a threat to human health or food safety, avian flu presents a risk to all poultry operations from hobbyists to Georgia's $22.8 billion commercial industry. As reported by the UGA College of Ag and Environmental Sciences, the key to preventing the spread of the disease is biosecurity. The Agricultural Safety Awareness Program Week starts today and runs through Friday. U.S. Ag Safety and Health Centers will join with the American Farm Bureau in promoting ag safety through the week with the theme, Prepare, Prevent, Protect. Each day of the week will deal with a different safety topic, including livestock safety, the cost and finance of safety, disaster preparedness, youth safety, and equipment safety. AFB President Zippy Duvall says the safety of everyone is our top priority. The EPA announced the next step to discontinue use of chlorpyrifos on food by denying objections to EPA's rule revoking all chlorpyrifos tolerances. A spokesperson says EPA is taking the next step towards the cancellation of the use of chlorpyrifos. Under Monday's action, EPA is denying all objections, hearing requests, and requests to stay the final rule filed during the period for submitting responses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.